Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, life after dust, life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up? What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. I am your host, Eddie J, and man, it is a beautiful Wednesday. Y'all know what every Wednesday is here on the show. It is hump day. So, yes, y'all got to be good. I mean, it's every hump day. It gets crazy in here sometimes. And as I always remind you on every hump day, if you're going to hump, please hump responsibly. All right. So, definitely big, man. Of course, Wednesday is always one of the biggest, one of the most busiest days with After Dust Media products and whatnot, in which, you know, today is the 42nd issue of On the Spot. So definitely go check that out at dustspot.blogspot.com. And you can check all the issues, all the past issues, including today's issue that just released. And definitely very good to check it out. We show love to, it basically is a newsletter that shows love to all the different members that are on the Dust Spot and some of the stuff they share it for a whole week. So definitely check it out, and you'll definitely love how we tend to just show love to everybody. Now, I got to say, I got to give a big up to my chat room. We definitely got very beautiful chat room right now. definitely go from the top. I'm shout out to my girl, Miss Computer Lady, which she's the reason why today's show was going on. She definitely put me down and told me, yeah, you got to have them on your show. So she's helped make it happen. So definitely big up to Miss Computer Lady. And then I see the beautiful, talented Sweet D Love. Yes, it's Sweet D Love. And, you know, one thing I gotta say is I appreciate these two because, one, they're very great supporters of the show. And two, they're also great supporters of Dust Spot. And they also have their shows in the Dust Spot network on the Dust Spot as well. So yeah, definitely check their shows out. You get a little bit different things for everything. And that's why I like pretty much all, you go to all the shows in there, nobody's show is the same. And that's the beauty. You get to go to a place where you get a little bit of everything. So Sweet D Love show comes on in the mornings. And Miss Computer Lady show usually comes on during the weekend. So definitely check all their shows out and definitely make it happen. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and go to a quick song. And also, I'm going to go ahead and remind you who's going to be on today's show. Beautiful, talented, Q Harper will be on here today. And he is very extraordinary some artists that he really gives a good name to R&B, like what the true definition of R&B is, and definitely great to have him on here. So we'll be talking to him about the series he started, the Key Harper Experience, and as well as, you know, some of his new tracks. And of course, talk about one of his most classic tracks that I have listened to for the longest, which is Quiet Time. So definitely be looking out for that. And then we'll be talking about his event that's coming up on June 28th. So just hang in there. All right, so we're going to go to some music. So it is Hump Day, and it is... We're going to get real soft and subtle today. We're going to keep it that way. So let's see what I'm feeling. You know, before I do that, I got to get my mind right before I go any further. Let's go ahead and put this Mary Berry on Walking, and we'll be back on Life at the Dusk Live with your boy, City J. It is Hump Day After Dusk. Let's go.
Boom!
Yeah.
Oh,
gonna spend my life being a color.
Never you agree with me when I saw you kicking dirt in my eyes.
Everybody, this is Miss Computer Lady, WMCL, and whenever I'm not busy, I tune into Life After Dusk Live with Ceddy J on The Dusk Spot.
All right, we're back. That was definitely a very powerful music break. I'm going to follow it. This is Black or White. Now tell me, yeah. I'll tell you, it's funny because the Sweetie Loves are here. Y'all know how, if it's Radio Raheem with her, it's Radio Raheem with me. All right, so man, definitely, we got a great show ahead of us today. And definitely, man, if y'all have not checked out Q Harper's music, you have to definitely check it out. If you go to Reverb Nation and search Q Space Harper, exactly how it sounds, you will find them. And tell you, this dude has some very phenomenal music that will tell you, man, this is real R&B. So definitely had to say shout out to him for that. And you know, there's changes in the way music changes over time, but this dude is finding a way to still keep his music current, but yet still keep that classiness too. And that's definitely something that, man, a lot of us missing sometimes in the industry as far as the R&B tip. So definitely to say big ups to Q Harper for that. All right, so I will go ahead and mention too as well tomorrow. Tomorrow, if you are in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, definitely come out to Louisville, at Blue Moon, and I will be there DJing. Check it out. Of TP3 Radio, which is the show on Tuesdays over here. She's actually going to be helping host a party, so it's going to be crazy having all those different people from Life at Dusk in one area. Very crazy. And the said event, see us. And that's basically what's going on. Just come out to that event tomorrow. So you can definitely have a good time. And pretty much everyone that goes there, they always come back because we always make sure they show. We always make sure people have a good time. And unless you're really lame and boring, there's no way in the world you're going to have a good time there. So I don't think any of my listeners or people that support me are definitely out of that lane. So I think everyone that comes out will have a good time. All right, let me go ahead and open the line too. from Miss Computer Lady real quick. I see her. She's in the building. I'm going to open her line real quick. What's up, Miss Computer Lady?
Hey there, Sandy. What's up? How you doing?
I'm doing fine. You know, it's Wednesday. It's
yep.
The middle of the week. You know how that goes. I like the middle of the week. Where you've been so far, I mean, if it's been a great week already, then the rest of the week looks great as well. So, you know, there's been some crazy stuff that's happened, but, you know, you got to get through it. That's how life goes. Crazy stuff comes, you got to be able to jump over that hurdle and keep it moving.
Hey, well, you know what? That's what we all got. I'm glad you're having a great week so far. Mine's not going too bad as well. And as they say, usually over the hump, hey, get over that, and it should be smooth sailing after that.
Yeah, so I definitely just thankful that, you know, be able to live another day and live in good health. That's something that definitely take blessings. To take you out to just feel blessed about. A lot of people, you know, they're walking around, they're extra healthy, and they take it for granted. It's like, you can't take it for granted. Some people, they don't have that luxury, and yeah, they're still living a good life, and still, you know, they're still feeling blessed behind just a little bit of help they do have. So if you're in great health, you need to be very thankful.
Definitely. And a lot of times people don't know where their health comes from. But then at the same time, they do. But however, it comes being very grateful because, hey, there are times people don't have to help.
Exactly. And it's definitely like I said, it's been some crazy stuff of the week, but you know how it goes. Now, why have you on the line? I saw an update and I came with it. I'm really wondering how this is going to turn out. I saw you put an update on this about like maybe not even less than an hour ago that you were saying that your site's updated.
Yes. Something, I don't know if anybody can relate to this, but let me make a long story short because I don't want to take it, you know, away from, you know, Q because, you know, this is his time. But long story short, going through web maintenance and web transition at this time. The company I was getting a website, mail, and everything from, they decided to discontinue the service and transition to a new platform from a new service. So I'm glad I saved my content and all of that. And I have to admit that was partially the reason why it sparked me to do the website show I did Saturday. I'll probably do a part two next week. But it's kind of a starting over, but at the same time, although it's inconvenient and not really want to go through this, I'm like, well, let me just go ahead and do what's necessary. And had a lot of email bouncing from what I've been told, but in the process, and by the time it's up next week, everything should be all set. Going to try to make sure the website has a new look and everything. So as far as your computer needs.net, everybody be ready for it to be up next week. But if you still need to get in contact with me, there is the Miss Computer Lady group on Facebook, and also your computer needs of Leo LLC has a Facebook page as well. Just go to Facebook.com, type in the search box, your computer needs a Khalil LLC. The name will come up. Click like if you haven't liked it yet. And any questions that you have about services, including online computer training, you can go ahead and do that.
All right, most definitely. And we're definitely going to be able to look out watching, you know, because I'm one of those people, as you know, you see me all the time. I'm constantly updating. I just put up something today about updating. So that's the thing. Sometimes change is great. Sometimes, like, some people get scared of change. Like, oh no, what are they doing to me? But sometimes change is better because some things have to be changed or for them to work more efficiently and look more the sleek or whatever. Everything is happening, so everyone's just hanging there through the transition phase. All right, we're gonna go ahead. Oh, I'm waiting on cue still. We're gonna go ahead and go to a very, very, very favorite song of mine by him. I'm pretty sure everyone is on this listening to this show is who is aware of Q Harper. And if you haven't heard of Q Harper yet, this is probably one of your favorite songs too. This is Quiet Time, and still to this day, one of those songs you can play for anybody, and they always fall in love with it. So here we go. This is Quiet Time by Q Harper, right here on Life at the Dust Live with your boy City J. Let's go.
Hey, baby.
Hey.
You know, I want to make love to you with your clothes on. Is that all right?
That's all right.
You see, baby, I want to spend some quality, quiet time with you.
Is that right?
It's been a long week, and you're kind of tired. Feeling kind of worn down, baby, baby. Let me take you higher. We'll lock all the doors, baby, and throw away the key. I want to spend a little quiet time, you and me, baby. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Let me do all the things that make you feel so good, so, so good, baby. I want to make love to your mind, sweetheart. I want to make you feel like my queen, baby. Ooh, yeah. Oh, my baby. Cause it's been a long week, baby. Hey, yeah. Let me rejuvenate you, baby. I wanna make you feel so good, baby. Ooh, baby. I wanna spend a quiet night with you. Just let me feel quiet with you. Ooh-wee, baby. Just let me feel quiet. I want to spend quiet time, just you and me. Just let me spend quiet time with you.
All right, everyone. That was Q Harper's Quiet Time. Definitely says one of the my favorite songs of all time. I really, every time I hear it, it's like yesterday, I swear I said a song about, I said probably 3 times in a row, a total of 10 times yesterday. Because it just, once I hear it, I start wanting to hear it a million times in a day. So I was like, oh my, if I listen to that song, I'm going to start listening to it a million times. I just got to stop myself. It's definitely one of those, like I said, it's just one of those songs that just proves that real R&B, man, still exists, man. It always still exists. And it never gets old. Some people are like, well, that's old folks' music. It's not old. It's something that's a timeless-related theme. Love is something it's always going to last the test of time. And when a song, when music caters to that in that form, in the one of the most purest forms of fashion, it's just great. So, and my analysis on the tune that really nervous about like the song is a very great reason. It's because of the fact that how he plays up. So a lot of people, you know, then they think of Quiet Time, you know, they're like, yeah, there's just no one, everyone be quiet, and everyone's mindset probably today start really listening to, oh, sex, 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 sex. And that's not necessarily just what Quiet Time is all about. Like, when you have a quiet time with somebody, sometimes one of the best things to do is just enjoy being in their company. Like, not necessarily having to do anything fancy, having to go out to a fancy dinner, go out to the club, watch a movie, all that kind of stuff. Sometimes just being in the presence of a person and just enjoying the peace, just enjoying peace of mind is something that you have to really do. I think once you can do that, you really sustain, you know, the person in your life that you really love. So you just have to really do that. Like, some people, they can't stand, like, the only thing they can do around each other is have sex. They can never, I've seen some people, they can't even hold a simple conversation with each other. And I'm like, how the heck are y'all still together? And, I mean, that's a lot of people I look up to that have said some very inspirational stuff on this, which one thing I love is when they say that stop trying to make seasonal people give seasonal people full-time positions. But some people aren't meant to be past the season. And it's all right. I mean, some people are scared to let go of people after a certain season because they feel it's going to make them a bad person. It's going to make you a bad person for doing that. So it is what it is. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's also how you do it. And that's why a lot of times I can still talk to some of the people that I have been racial with in the past. Just based on that alone, because of the fact that you're not with them anymore, that means he has to always be non-peaceful. So that's my personal word of advice, and definitely something that you should definitely look into. All right, I'm about to check my switchboard here in a second. Oh, God, what the heck is this? This is, y'all, Texas. I'm telling y'all, when y'all in Texas, you see the craziest things. You be like, what the heck is that over there? I had to go outside and check in the night sky real quick and just enjoy it. And noon is out. Just looks nice, man. Texas weather is always nice, but what the heck is some of these creatures that be around here? I was like, what the heck? Y'all seen some of the stuff I see around here? You freak out. All right, let me check with the boss lady in the chat room. Let's see what's going on. I'm going to open her line real quick. Miss PC. Hello, Miss PC.
Sorry, I had it on mute.
Sorry about that.
What in the world? Okay, oh no. Send me the number so I can, that way we can make this shit to call. Send it into my chat room. Send it to my private message. And while we're doing that, we're gonna go into another track. Let's see. What am I feeling? Let's take it back, man. Like I said, we're in a real R&B phase. Let's go to So For Real. Candy Rain right here on Life of the Dust Live. Hump Day After Dust. Let's go.
Yeah.
Welcome back. All right, there he goes, the man of the hour. What's up, Hugh Harper?
Hey, how you doing, Fetty?
What's up? I give you one of these. Hold on. All right, Max. Sometimes I got to hit Max. Max, you over here eating too many Cheetos. He's there like, I'm going to hit the I'm applause button over there. But, man, definitely great to have you in the building, man.
Man, it's good to be here.
Yes,
we had a little mix-up, but I'm here.
Yes,
I'm here.
We are in the building. In the building.
Well, hello, world. Hello, world.
Most definitely, man. First off, what I wanted to say, you know, it is definitely an honor to be doing this interview right now, man.
You sure? Oh, yeah. I'm excited about it, too.
Because the fact that, you know, and I continue stressing, and we were joking about this on Monday's show, because some people have heard that new Brian McKnight song he put on YouTube. I was like, okay. No, that's not my Brian McKnight that's singing that song.
Okay.
And it's just definitely, you know, we were talking about real R&B, and then we were mentioning you as one of the examples. Just saying, yeah, y'all want to see real R&B come on Wednesday. And so, most definitely, what I just love about it is, of course, we play Quiet Time, one of my favorite all time songs, period. That's how I get introduced to who Hugh Harper is. It's just one of those songs that I kind of gave everybody a great synopsis of it, but, you know, I'm going to kind of go all around here. So, I know I usually. Well, how a person got started, but I got to talk about that first. Like, when you wrote that song, like, where was, like, your mind at that point in time when you were writing and decided to put that song out?
Well, I was thinking about, you know, how couples, a lot of times, they, you know, they start out a certain way and they get so caught up in their life's goals, they think they want to achieve, what kind of money they want to make, they get off into their careers, and sometimes they forget about each other. And sometimes they just need to get away. They need to get away from the kids. They need to get away from the jobs and all their friends. And they need to get back to each other. And just kind of just, you know, take that time to just love on each other. So, you know, that song came to me, Quiet Time, you know. That's what we need.
It doesn't matter who I play that song for, everyone always falls in love with that song. And it's for all ages. You know, me being 25, I mean, that's the volume. you know, some people my age, I mean, some people my age are like, you know, some of the songs they listen to, I'm like, they're like, yeah, man, this is my favorite R&B artist. And I'm like, that's your favorite R&B artist? I mean, to each his own, but sometimes I really just ask myself, what the heck are some of these people listening to?
Well, you know, there's quite a few of the young folks that really don't know what R&B is. And I'm not trying to disrespect anybody, but a lot of stuff they call R&B now is not even R&B, or is it soul? It's more on a pop line, may even go off into neo-soul, but it's not really R&B or soul. And, you know, when you get down into the depths of R&B, you're going down, you're starting to mess with people like Gerald Levert. He was R&B, you know. There are a few that I show enough R&B, like Tyrese, he's R&B, you know. But, you know, that song, Quiet Time, you know, it's basically saying exactly what it is. You know, it's been a long week. You're kind of tired. You're feeling kind of worn down, baby. Let me take you high. You know, and so that's the whole idea to bring it back home. And you know, and the song is supposed to settle people down, settle them back down, and, you know, and get back down to the nitty gritty of things. Get us back to love. You know, that's my forte, love ballad, love song.
I mean, sometimes I'm a person, I'm one of those people, when you see me in the club, I get crunk to crunk music. I'm like, I'm like, I miss her all around. I listen to just about everything. But I have to level myself, I have to have those love songs in my life or I'm going to go nuts. That's what keeps me sane. Like, it's like, okay, I'm like extra burger, but now I need to be leveled out. I need that love music in my life. Now, so with that being said, let's go trail all the way back. How did Q Harper actually get into music? What was that turning point that said music is what I need to do? Uh-oh, man, I'm lost him. Hold on. Q, I still got you here? Hold on. Y'all know how blogs are getting. Sometimes,
but you gotta get through it.
All right, hold on, everybody, one quick second. We're going to try to get Q back on the line, because y'all know, y'all got to bear with me. It's blog talk, how we do it sometimes. All right, hold on. Let's make some magic happen.
I know your smile.
All right, hold on. Okay, now we're gonna try. You know, just try to get him back on the line, without the craziness. You know, y'all gotta bear with me. I love Blog Talk and all his flaws and greatness. Okay, hold on. We're gonna get him back in the area. And then while I'm actually working on getting back onto the show. I'm just going to remind you all, he has an event coming up on July 28th. June 28th, excuse me. And this is definitely going to be something that you don't want to miss. You don't want to miss it most definitely. And one of the things I like about it is because even if you can't be there live, you can actually view it on pay-per-view. So that's what I love about modern technology. Sometimes it's crazy. Sometimes modern technology is your best friend. All right, I see Q's back in the area. All right, we're going to bring him back in. I know they got to bear with me. All right, here we go. All right, Q, do we have you back online?
Here I am. Can y'all right. hear me out there?
Yes. Just one, two, three.
Okay.
Hey, oh, man. But, and I haven't got you back in the building. One of the questions, I want to know, what got you started to get into music? What was that turning point that said music is something I want to do?
Well, I was born off into music. You know, my whole family were gospel. Into the gospel family group and, you know, you sing or else. That's how my father did it. And they talk about Joe Jackson, they just didn't know about William Harper. And that's how they go. You know, it was, you know, you didn't really have a choice in that area. But you know, we were born off into a group called the Sensational Harper Singers. And all my father's kids, they sang and played instruments. Not one of us, not singers. So So we went off into the gospel, of course, and but God always put like love ballads and things in my heart. And I always wanted to talk about the relationship between a man and a woman. And so here I am today doing it, you know.
Yeah.
I've written for several other artists, you know, in gospel, and then I just started, you know, doing my thing with the R&B. So, and here we have it. You know, when I first came out solo, I came out as, you know, with my middle name. And there were so many people with my middle name, which is Dion. So we came with Q Harper. So that's the story, you know, we went at it and, you know, I got a very warm reception. In fact,
my first performance was so packed it was ridiculous. You know? And, but that event, speaking of that event is on July 28th.
July. You know? See, these J months.
Yeah, July 28th. It'll be at Blondie's in downtown Detroit. And you'll be able to get it pay-per-view. You will have to do is go to www.qhopperexperience.com. In fact, the site will be up actually by tomorrow evening. It won't be up this evening, but we have some problems, so we're still working on that tomorrow evening.
Okay, well that's perfect. You know, Thursday is usually one of those days. It's starting to get close to the end of the week, so people are like, okay, all right, I got to make it through. I got to go check some stuff out. So. Definitely great. See, I definitely check that out tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
It's Q Hopper. Repeat that website one more time, bro.
On the www.qhopperexperience.com.
All right. Okay, so some more questions I have for you, man, because, I mean, like I said, this is something I've been definitely waiting for. Like, to just chop this up with you, a lot of great stuff. Like, the trend, like, so you say you came from gospel and then came to R&B. Like, how does one make that transition? Because a lot of the greats have done that. Very well.
Sadie J, I had so many more influences in R&B, funk, you know, and soul. Like, my main influences were Donny Hathaway, Earth, Wind, and Fire, okay? I can keep going on, Phyllis Hyman, people like that. And I just sang gospel. You know, and I'm still a gospel singer because people can hear it in my voice.
It's all over.
But at the end of the day, I get many more love ballads. In fact, when people buy the pay-per-view, they're going to get a free download of my new single that's coming out. It's going to be my new project. But it was seamless for me. It wasn't like a great scene between gospel and R&B and soul, because if you heard my gospel, you would find out that I'm actually singing and talking in terms of my lyrics about the Lord Jesus Christ, but at the same time, the style of the music is actually soul and R&B. So I've always been a soul and R&B singer with the lyrics of gospel, you know. But you can hear it in my voice because I was raised up, you know, in the church house, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Like that one track you have, I'm Only God Loves You More Than Me. I mean, that speaks for itself. It's like, man.
When I do that song in concert, I say, ladies, you know, they know what song it is when I say, has anybody ever said to you that only God loves you more than I do? You know, I try to give them a very white voice, you know, and I go off into that song, you know, I give them that verse, I say, when I look in your eyes, I can see that you really love me. By the time I come around, I say, and I want to say, baby, only God loves you more than I do. I didn't have any idea, Teddy J, how many women
heard that song. He gave you just a little bit. He gave you just a little bit.
I didn't have any idea how many women had heard that song, right? So when I walked into my first performance, because we had been in the basement just practicing and rehearsing. We were perfecting this live thing, right? By the time I got to perform it, I was walking in, and my stuff was playing at radio in Detroit, and all these people say, well, that's cute right there. And I walk in. I didn't know how many people knew the song. So I walk in, and this guy walks up, and he touches my shoulder. He said, Q, he said, man, today is my wife and I, our anniversary, and my wife loves that the Only God song that you do. He said, could you dedicate that to us? And so when I said, I tell you what. I said, when we come out, we're going to kick this opener. I said, I'm going to change my song selection, and I'm going to do that song just for you two. And Sadie, when I went off into that song, those women just started screaming and making noise and all this kind of stuff because they knew the song. And so I didn't know.
Oh, my God.
You know, yeah. I didn't know that they knew the song. So, you know, a lot of times you think you're in your little corner of the earth doing your own thing, and people are actually, you know, once you put the music out there, they're going to get it, you know. But if they like the first, CD, what did they? Because we coming with it, you know. You always want to go better, and you know you go on that little musical journey, and each time it gets a little stronger, a little better, and you know you
know, you kind of, what's the word, you evolve, that's the word, you know. And the first tune that you're going to hear that they're going to be able to download is called a tool called Sign Your Name. Oh, yeah, we're gonna give it up on that one, too. Yes, sir.
All right, so what we're going to do, I'm going to add a little bit more time for the second. The beauty of my powers.
Okay, let me show you how mixed up I was, right? Now, I'm thinking that the interview was on Thursday. I have so many people that's going to be tuning in tomorrow.
Oh, my. You know what?
Yes, yes.
You know how I think it was what it is. Blog Talk, they had the date on there. They obviously the date of the next day and not the day that Sunny J says it was going to be.
Well, see, now I got all these people that's coming up on Thursday, right? And guess where I'm at right now, Sunny J?
Where are you at right now?
I'm at the Riverfront Man's fishing with my son.
So you might hear the wind. Are you gonna bring some fish back for me? That's what I want to know.
Oh yeah, I got you, Doc. I got you. Hey, you can't fish or you like bass? I got you. but Doc, hey, we're making it happen. That's all. We're making it do what it do. That's all that counts.
Yes, sir. So definitely. I know what we're going to do is we're going to go to your track, Say Girl. We come back to you and chop up a little bit more with you, man.
Oh, we can talk about that.
All right. Say Girl.
Say, baby. Can I talk for a minute? Say
You sure look mighty nice, baby. All right, I'm going to stop. They're going to start thinking Sonny J know how to sing. Let me stop.
You sound pretty good, Doc.
I can do a little bit, you know.
You know, I actually wrote that song in Lure of the Men. You know, you know how you could have been walking out to you, or you could have been
driving. Right, right.
To say to her. And a lot of guys, they tell that, like, man, I always have it all together, right? But guess what? We don't always have it together, but we always have that one, which is called, like, our Waterloo, right? And, well, this certain woman, she's so fine, and she's so much your cup of tea that when you saw her, man, your heart almost skipped a beat. You got all tied tongue. Well, that's exactly what I'm talking about. So I was telling, you know, I tell people when I get ready to do any concerts, I say, well, I wrote this one here for the fellas, and, you know. And that's what Say Girl is all about. You saw that woman, you didn't know what to say to her. So I'm giving the men something to say. I say, you know, Say Girl, your show look mighty nice. Your beauty's like sunshine. You make a flower bloom not once but twice. So that's the hook.
That takes me back to Michael Jackson, Lady in My Life. Michael Jackson has so many great pickup lines you can use in that song.
Well, hey, and then you know you come into the verse and you come talking. It's like you're talking to that one. I saw you walking up the street. You were looking so fine to me. Then I got all choked up at your beauty. Then my heart had skipped a beat. I was hoping that you would notice me, but you didn't. You see, baby, girl, I hope. And I said, girl, I didn't know what to say, but I had to say something. I can't let my chance of you get away. So I simply said, say, girl, your show look mighty nice. Your beauty's like sunshine. You make a flower bloom that once or twice. So you know,
sometimes that's the simple stuff that, that you, when you say the simple stuff, chicks love that. Like, stop trying to do this. And sometimes being extra hurts you more than just being simple and romantic.
Well, Sonny J, it hurts you sometimes. Just tell the truth. If a woman is fine, look, baby, I just need to let you know. You stopped me in my tracks, okay? And I just want to let you know you're beautiful, you know. And sometimes a lot of our women think we always come in at that angle because we're trying to get with them like that. You know, we're just admiring the workmanship of God's hands, like the preacher say. You know, so ain't nothing wrong with just admiring beauty. You know, God put it in the earth. And between you and I, I'm going to look at it, you know.
I've seen, you know, sometimes I go to a woman, I go, you're just too good to be true.
Yeah.
Can't take my eyes off of you.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, but
so
I have this tune that I'm working on right now. It's called Strung Out, and I think a lot of ladies are going to like this one, you know.
Oh.
And it's basically talking about, you know, I started up telling, hey, look, first of all, I want to let you know I'm sorry, and I know I hurt your heart, you know, but still, this woman, she's bent on leaving me, right? So this is what I end up telling her, Sadie. I say, well, you know, you got to go, but before you go, I need you to know one thing, that if you ever love me, know this. This is what's going to happen if you leave me. I'm going to lose my mind, okay? you're going to drive down the street. You're going to see me standing out there on the corner like a crackhead because I'm going to lose my mind if you leave me because I'm strung out. I'm strung out over you. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's definitely, you know, that's definitely guys. I mean, definitely, yeah, someone in your life that's, I mean, I've got to make that public service. There's someone in your life that's really holding down for you. Just really, you got, always show appreciation every now and then. Let's say something nice. Like, a nice word can go a long way sometimes.
Well, you get a whole lot more bees with honey than vinegar and salt and all that other stuff. So, you know. You know. And, you know, it's really, let me tell you a little secret. You know, relationships can actually be turned around with just speaking. It's your words that bring forth life in your relationship. So we've said so many negative things that only negativity can come out of. So sometimes you got to tell that woman, even though she may not be looking at best, tell her, baby, you're the finest thing since fresh baked bread, okay? Or, you know, you're the finest wine, you know. And And we're not always looking the best, but, you know, it's all about a kind word. So what I'm trying to do is bring back the Barry White thing.
Oh, yes, Barry White. That's one of my favorites in the world.
When people had something to say, okay, that was positive, like Donny Hathaway, man, you know, when that brother sang, you know who was singing. You know what he had. He had something to talk about. Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, you know, folks like that. So, but I stay more to the love ballad, you know, because I think, you know, we live in a world where there's a lot of confusion, a lot of stuff going on, and I think that men in particular, we need to reestablish who we are in relationships as it pertains to chivalry, romance, being gentlemen, you know, and that's what it's time for. Tell that woman how beautiful she is. You know, we want the one.
I'm 25, man, and I still understand that. Like, it's people my age that, like you said, do not understand it. And the thing is, some of these women have gotten so used to it that they got in their mindset of getting used to it. So anytime a guy starts being chivalrous, some of them think it's fake. It's almost scary to them. The girls might be like, "What the heck?"
Well, then we know. A lot of young folks know how to call our ladies all these different names, but we won't call them beautiful. We won't call them a queen. But we want them to produce like beautiful and queen. Now, you say what you want to see, you know. And so I believe that 100% that if you speak good things over your woman, over your man, you'll get it. So, and that's what I talk about. You know, when I first started singing love ballads, man, you should have heard all my Christian buddies who came out against me. You know, and I had to settle straight on a few things, and on a biblical perspective. But, you know, I'm writing like this tune I'm right now, Strung Out, and I have another tune called Miss Real Love. You know, I have a lot of love ballads, and I even write about when love is going bad. So, but I like to write stuff that people can relate to, and they can say, well, I can relate to that because I've lived it. I've experienced that, and I know that to be true. Or they say, well, I can feel. I'm not just. It's not that I can just hear what he's saying, but I feel what he's talking about. You know. Oh yeah.
Now, here's a tough question for you. Who would you say? Okay, I'm gonna give you five people. Make it easy. I wasn't gonna limit you to one, but that's a little bit too hard. Who was like five people you say you probably want to work with, like dream artists, like you would want to work with that's alive right now.
That's alive right now.
Yeah.
Let's see. It would probably be somebody like Stevie Wonder. Female. Would be somebody like a Chrisette Michelle.
Oh, yes.
Jasmine Sullivan. I would love to lay down the track with Charlie Wilson because a lot of folks actually think we sound a lot alike when we...
Yes, I was going to tell you that. I was like, oh my God, say girl.
This song Strung Out, it says, I say, because I'm strung out, I can't sing out loud right here. Over you, baby, I can't help myself, only you can help, nobody else. I'm strung out. Over you, baby. You know, so I tried to. Anytime I riff or I begin to sing in the upper ranges, people say, "Well, you know, you got that Charlie Wilson feel." Well, Charlie was a great influence on me. Donnie, great influence on me. So it would probably be somebody like Charlie. In terms of producers, really, I know, you know, somebody like a George Duke. Some of these folks people don't even know. You know, I would love to work with Quincy Jones. But in terms of artists, they would have to really be singers. Okay, if I work with them, they have to be singers.
No. Because, I think you mean
because
singers.
Brother,
just singers
brother,
and singers.
well, there's a lot of pseudo singers, and there's a lot of singers. And what I mean by that, there's folk that they can lay down a good project in the studio. But when it's time to come live with it, you know, if I wasn't out here on this riverfront, you know, and I was sitting at my keyboard or my guitar where I could really just let it go, I would let it go. but there's people fishing right around me.
So nevertheless, my deal is, you know, I pride myself on being able to just drop it like it's hot wherever we at. You know, so there's a lot of singers who can't do that. And people, they, you know, they go to the concert and say, man, I thought this person was hot, but why they sound a certain way on the CD? Well, they have what is called machinery in the studio and software that'll clean anything up, you know. And but then you have those singers who can deliver, you know, point blank. And so what I mean by that is I would never really work with any artist that's not real, you know. And that's where I'm at with it. But, you know, I would love to do something with Chrisette Michelle. I love her. People like NDRE, Jill Scott. If it was female,
oh,
in terms
Jill
of guys.
Jill Scott.
Oh, yeah.
Jill Scott can work so good, she can sing the telephone books.
Yeah. Jill Scott. I love Jasmine Sullivan. Kim Burrell. Some people don't know who Kim Burrell is. She's a gospel artist. I would love to work with my boy Fred Hammond. In terms of the guys, maybe R. Kelly, depends on what kind of music he's doing at that time. But, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Doc. But that's where I'm at with it. I really try to, you know, bring real lyrics and bring real singing, you know. If you work with bringing all authentic things, your project will be authentic, and then, and people, they'll understand that it's not just on wax. It's not just on the CD, you know. And what I pride, like July 28th, we're going to drop it. We got a bad band that's going to open up. We got a comedian that's coming for them. You know, we're going to bring it. And choreography, and I have a few surprises for that show. But we're going to drop it. We're going to give it to them. And you're talking about a big-time performance, you know. The pay-per-view is $10. And you're talking about getting two premium bands, because I have a full band. Full band, singers, dance, the whole deal. So we're going to give it to them. And you're going to get a little cop, a whole lot of romance. You're gonna get they're going to get the beautiful women, and our guys are handsome. They're going to bring it. It's going to be a night to remember, put it that way. So if you can't make it to Detroit, just go to www.qhopperexperience.com and buy the pay-per-view. Get that download. You can buy it early because everything will be up by tomorrow. You can buy it early and be ready, set and ready. And we're going to actually do some, Teddy, we're going to do some 24/7 where people can actually see us in our rehearsals, the choreography. I'm going to be doing some interviews with the comedian, with the other band, and talking to people actually getting everything ready. Up to the
day
of the show.
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah, we're going to keep them informed, let them know. We're not fly by night in this thing. We pushing this thing. And, you know, I'm going to have a lot of people from the music industry to, sitting right there in the place. You know, if you're not too busy, if you want to make it over, we'll put you in a nice hotel, man. I'll VIP you at the show. Put you right there by the stage.
Man.
Oh, yeah. Put you in a real nice room. Yep.
So let me go ahead and write that down. Write that down. Just go to Detroit.
Come on, man.
This is summer. I'm traveling for Sunny J. So I'm like, okay, where do I want to go this summer? Detroit, actually, that area is an area I've been meaning to go to. I need to go to so many reasons. Now I just have such a reason now.
Oh, yeah, come on. If people don't know about the heritage of music that's in Detroit, it's ridiculous. You come, it's a lot of, you know, we can see that you check out the show, and I can take you straight over to the casino, Doc, and let you see some of the challenges from around town that's performing. You know, and then we have some hot spots in Detroit. You know, people hear a lot of bad things about Detroit. You know, stuff like it's the murder capital and all this kind of thing.
Well,
I'm pretty sure it's
every city is so annoying.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it can be rough anywhere. But nevertheless, we have some good talent here, and you would enjoy yourself. But definitely, I would like to have you come out to the show, man, and see me right there and. And we're going to have 3-4 cameras on the place, you know, catching the pay-per-view and everything. And we're going to give it up. We're going to give it up real high.
So. You know what you need to sell too? You need to sell some Q Harper towels. Because there's going to be some girls and women passing out.
Oh, my God. Oh,
oh, we're going to give it to them, though. You got to sell some towels.
I'm going to give them,
hey,
I'm going to give them the fever. I went to my doctor and said, Q, you know, we need you to drop a few pounds. I said, well, I'm on that because I'm going to be ready for this show, okay? I've been putting it on. I'm like a bear in the winter. I put on some weight, but in the summer I drop it off. So we're gonna make sure we're right and tight for that show, and we're gonna be right and tight anyway. But we're gonna be ready to go, Doc.
And I saw some footage on YouTube of one of your performances. Like you said, your band and everything is wow.
Well, you probably saw the one we were at Blondie the other time, and actually I wasn't happy with that show. And a couple people that's watching this show right now, they know I got into it. I was pretty upset with the people who did the sound for the show. And so I told the people if I ever did another show there, I had to bring my own sound crew, and I'm bringing my own lighting crew, too, because they can mess your show up. You know, we couldn't even do any of our fast songs. We had to do all slow, soft ballads, and the show was very tame because they took my fast up-tempo stuff away, you know. But I have a killer band,
for me, that's what makes a complete concert. I mean, it's like I go to concerts and people sing with no band, so I mean, yeah. But when there's a band, it just wow.
Well, it's gonna be two bands. Hey, Sandy, check this out. There's a band that's opening up for me called Rock in a High Place Band. And I asked the guy, I said, y'all gonna be ready, right? He said you better be ready. I say well he don't know what he just said because you know we be ready all the time, but we gonna make sure we gonna be right and tight. And I know they gonna do their thing, you know. But I love a little friendly competition.
Hey, you need to be ready.
His man has a horn section too, so they're gonna be kicking.
That's why it's like you said, the bitches, a good band can make us. My dad says this all the time. He's like, the reason why he likes going to show. He's very open to music too. He goes to hip hop concerts and all that, but he always says he always loves to go see a good band because at the end of the day, what makes a concert is all the elements that goes on into it and how much. Just how much people can look at. Like, I'm looking at it, that's like there's people dancing on the stage, there's background singers over there, there's people on the drums going crazy.
The lighting, exactly. It all plays a part, man. You know, just like when you, like when we might be kicking something real hard. We come out rocking. You know, rocking real hard. Next thing you know, the lights go down. You got purple and blue and black, and then I go off into quiet time. It's been a long week, and you're kind of tired. Walk across the stage, you know, and giving out those roses, and pull one of the women up on stage, dance with them a little bit, you know. And, you know, but what I do with quiet time is I break it all the way down, and, you know, I'm gonna get me one of them fine women out of the crowd, and I'm gonna go ahead and display a few things I want to do when it's time for some quiet, you know. You know, I tell the woman, I say, you don't matter if I rub your toes, I rub your feet a little bit. How about if I wash your hair?
Stop it!
You know.
I think that's probably the best. Would you probably say that's probably the best perk in doing the concert is being able to bring those women over to the stage and just watch the look in their faces.
Oh, yeah, it's just, you know, but you bring it to them because, you know what, that's the only time some of the ladies and some of the men are actually going to go to that place in their heads, in their mind. You take them to a place where they don't go, but this is what they imagine, right? But not only that, you set the stage as to what's going to happen for them later, because I'm pretty sure, because I heard people say, man, you the reason I got a son right now. What? Man, we came to that show, and you was cutting up so bad. When we left, you know what happened, right? You know? Hey, Teddy, one lady said, you got me ready. I got you ready for it. She said, you know. I said, well, baby, I know the sign as you look, you ain't got no problem with your man, you know. She said, oh, I'm running. She said, I'm running straight home to get with him, you know. Yeah, I hear that. Oh, yeah. You just made a perfect point. Some guys get jealous over like when women sweat over these artists and they're like, oh, y'all was talking about how far he was. Man, sometimes y'all need to be quiet. But if he's helping get your woman all excited, go come home and release all that excitement.
All that pent up aggression.
That's what Teddy Pendergrass used to do in Marvin Gaye. So I'm just joining in, you know. Oh yeah,
exactly. Let me bring on to the line. A very great mutual friend of yours and mine. Definitely, I got to bring her on too. The great Miss Computer Lady, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
How you doing, Computer Lady?
Hey there, Q. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Doing great. Enjoying myself listening to you as always and supporting.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can't wait for July 28th.
Yes, yeah. I'm like, you know, you got to get amped. I'm like, I got to go to Motown Sound.
Hey,
Motown Sound.
Hey, Shady. Since we got the computer lady on the line, can I just give her a little something to her that she, I know that she likes?
Oh yeah, go ahead, and give it to her.
There's a song that's on my CD. It's called More of You. Now I don't have my piano here, but the tune kind of goes like this. It says, la la la, la 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 la. Hey, baby. It's a good la 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 la. I say, it's early in the morning, and I'm cleaning, baby, for you. Ooh, we, yeah. Even though late last night, we did our own things that lovers do, yeah. Oh, my. But I have a request, just one request, baby. Yes, I do. Yeah. Baby, can I have a little more? Can I have a little bit more? A little more of you. And if you meet my request, you make my day, you make me sing, you make me say, baby, yeah. I say, la, 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 la. Ooh-wee, baby. Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na. Can I say it again? I say, la 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 la, la 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 la. That's for Computer Lady.
Oh, you all right on this Computer Lady?
Oh, don't make me start singing that, Doc. Hey,
do I need to get you one of the QR tiles over there?
Thank you, too. I didn't expect that. I'm like, oh, my God, he's singing my song.
He's singing it acapella now.
Yeah, he's singing Acapulco.
Acapulco.
Yeah, he's singing Acapulco.
Mm-mm-mm.
Oh, hey, we introduced that song, Teddy, like this. Hey, y'all ever had some love where you know, you just had a little loving this morning, but you got to have a little more at lunchtime? I mean, you ever had love that good? Well, if you've had love that good, then you know what I'm talking about in this song. And we go straight off into that song. Of course, when I do that song, there's a certain person stand up, she'd be all in the song. And her name is Miss Computer Lady. We don't let the show go by without hitting that tone. Yeah. Well, we got a couple new numbers we're going to put on them this time. We're going to see if they're ready.
All right. And I'm going to tell you, although, I mean, July 28th really can't come soon enough, I'm telling you. But I was letting people know, and I'm still letting people know, whenever he gets the tour together, he comes to your town, make sure that you go see him. He is active. I haven't seen him since The Shades of Soul. I haven't hit the show yet.
You know what? I got people saying, you know, Q, you put on the show, man, like you at the Fox, you know. Well, I don't figure that people should have to pay $100, you know, and there should be such a great difference, you know, than if you pay $20, $100, whatever. I think you have to just put on a show. You have to give people something that they're going to always remember. And they say, well, that brother put on a show. That's what to put on the show. No, I'll go see that person again, you know. That's where I'm at with that. Yes, sir.
All right. We are back. I am back in the building.
Oh, man.
Do I still have Key and Mr. Peel in the building with me?
I'm like, boy, y'all know how it goes. Y'all know how great platform goes sometimes.
Oh,
yes. Oh, man. As we got about 5 more minutes left in the show, let me just say again, I thank you for coming through the show, Key Harper. I mean, definitely, especially too, we did. If there was a little confusion at first with the Thursday and all that good stuff, but you still made in the building, so it's definitely a pleasure to have you.
Man, it's my honor, it's my pleasure, and I look forward to your show again. Send some love out to all the folks that were listening in to the City J show. You know, I appreciate everybody listening in, and you know, if you at all possible, check us out on July 28th at www.qhopperexperience.com. We're going to put on a show that you're going to always remember. So, DJ, you are the man.
Oh, you're definitely having that good look at it because he'll be back in the building in June, because June is our first annual Dust Music Month. And how does Dust Music Month work? It works just like Dust Design Model Month, where it's a whole month full of music. So, I definitely got to be ready for that. We're going to have producers, all kind of people in the area. So definitely be on the lookout for that. And Key Harper will be one of the artists of that month, so I can't wait for that.
To the lady, much love to Ravenda, my girl, Sweet D Love, all my good people out there, Smell Good, and Goofy Bone, all my Law Talk Radio folk, I just thank you. And Fetty, hey, I'm giving you much love, man, and respect. I thank you for having me on your show, man. Can't do it without you.
I was holding a surprise, everybody. But actually, guess what, everyone? Boss is actually going to be featuring this show as one of the shows of the week. So
wow.
Y'all be on the lookout for that on the homepage. I was holding it in there. I wasn't going to tell you when I was going to hold it in. So yes, this is actually one of the shows of the week.
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah, so
wow. When there's a J, there's a way.
I'm telling you, see, y'all already, I'm not gonna say it yet, because I hold on, y'all know how to do that. I hold on to the end of the show, but you know, she said it perfectly. I know how we say it, and then
since we are coming to a close,
I remind y'all
any of the shows y'all, any of the shows y'all miss, including today's show, you can always check it out millions of ways. Go to blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ, that's CEDDY, the letter J, or you can listen to it on iTunes for free. Just type in Life After Dusk Live. Look for the episode that says Hump Day After Dusk, Q Harper. And, man, definitely just let's listen to this. This one thing I can definitely say about you, man, is what people are going to enjoy the interview is not only was it a treat because of you talking about music, just your whole, you know, love and whatnot all together is just, you know, it's inspirational for some people.
Well, Doc, it's who I am. You know, I'm not putting on no airs. It's just who I am. This is what I was raised in. So you can only do you. So thank
all
you.
Right, y'all. And mind y'all can go to tomorrow night, go to QHarperExperience.com and enjoy, you know, go ahead and get that download early so, you know, you'll be ready. You know, that way I'll already be set and ready to go for July 28th comes here. So make sure y'all do that. And then as well, you know, check out some of the great projects he has going on as well. And that being said, we're rolling on out. Remind you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a date, or where there's a Miss Computer Lady, or where there's a Sweet D Love, or where there's a Q Harper, or where there's a you, there is a way. Y'all tuned to another episode of Life at the Dust Live. Thank you, boy, City J. We about to roll on out. And once again, Q, I just say, man, definitely a pleasure to have you. And I can't wait to have you again later in June, so most definitely. And I'm marking July 28th on my calendar. I have to go. I'm going to tell people I have to go. Don't bother me. I'm going. Don't tell me I can't go.
Looking forward to it, Doc.
Most definitely. All right, everyone. We are going on out. In the words of Don Cornelius, peace, love, and soul.
Be blessed. Bye-bye.